People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Welcome to the show. It is me, your girl Laborly, aka Kat Lee, and
you have now tuned in to Ambitiously the Podcast.
Yay, indeed you have. Doc, we good on everything? Cause you know last night. Okay, thank you. Cause last night was crazy. All right. Oh, let's also say welcome to the show on Ambitiously Radio. Let's get it. I don't know if I told y'all the name yesterday for what I'm thinking that the radio station show is going to be called, because we have different segments coming up in that situation. Rue Katie has his, I have mine. We got to get that together. But anyway, today we are here for, let me get rid of this real quick. Today we are here for the wiretap. We got to get back into this case because this is crazy. Couple of things I gotta say before. Yeah, Doc, baby, the wiretap. Hold on, let me get this right. Couple of things I gotta say before we get this started. Yeah. Okay, we good on that. That's great. Yeah, but we gonna put that on the screen right now. And we gonna do this. If you should join the conversation, okay? Join the conversation. Also, you can drop a comment. You can call in. You can text the numbers 443-780-5978. I'll repeat, 443-780-5978. Do that. Get on that. Handle your business. That's early, but I'll do that right now. Like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We would love it. You know, we would love it. We would love to like, just hit the like button, really, to be honest. And also, if you'd like to talk to us about anything, whatever, contact at ambitiouslyent.com, contact at ambitiouslyent.com. And last but not least, because we're going to get into some other things later, check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com. You can get, that's the pathway to all things ambitiously. I keep saying that to y'all. Y'all don't understand. Radio station. You can go check out old episodes that we've already done. You could be watching this podcast right now live on that website. But I digress. Let's get into it because I want to bring my Doc Bookie. You ready? Because you over there. What? Are you ready? Come on. Yeah. All right. Let's go. We get ready to get it. Because what we eating?
I got some chips.
What are we eating, you over there? I said, look, like, what? Oh, we over there smashing.
Yes, okay. I woke up feeling not too well today, weirdly enough.
No.
What? It's fine.
You okay?
I'm good. I'm locked in. We ready. Let's go.
All right, but I can't have you up in here sick and stuff. You know I like to pray for you all the time. Stop playing with me.
Thank you.
I don't even know if you should be telling me these kind of things, because I'm automatically like, you know what, Doc? I'm about to pray for you.
Well, thank you.
But I really need to pray for you, like, God, make Doc okay.
I'm going to be okay.
You're going to be all right. Okay. We got to get back into this case, Doc.
It's crazy.
I got to take a deep breath real quick, because last we spoke about Harpierre. He entered the building.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, it was interesting. It was very interesting. But we're going to get to page 4 because I'm quite sure it's going to go a little crazier. Are you ready?
Parties?
Yeah, we are in parties. No. Wait. We are on page number 4. I did take note last episode. So we are on page number 4, right? But I wanted to hold on. Yeah, that's the first part of the parties. Okay. So yeah, but we are number 4. I'm page 4, actually number 12.
Number 12. I'm right there. I'm locked in. You ready?
I'm ready. I don't know if I'm ready. Are we ever ready for these things?
No, because they get extremely interesting and you find out details that, like, wait a minute, they was doing what? Who was doing what? And this happened how?
Child. But one thing you know for certain over here is that we deal in honesty. We not coming, that's why we read the court documents versus just going with everybody's rumor. Now, if I can confirm a rumor, trust me, honey, I'm gonna talk about it, but I can't. I need facts. And you know what? Because also I'm a detective, yeah.
A sleuth, you're a sleuth on the beat. ..
On the gab beat, stop playing with me. I'll start. Defendants Remote Production Inc. RPI and New Remote Productions Inc. NRPI are Delaware operations, which is good because you know taxes, and television production companies, which upon information and belief were created by Mr. Combs to produce Making the Band in New York and in California, all at relevant times. You know, the two situations, the production companies. I got a theory about these two production companies, by the way. But I think I gave y'all a little synopsis on that. But employ Miss Richards under all relevant statutes.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
what's your theory?
All right. So my theory is that he owned, they're not in his name, but he owns all of these companies. Like,
so,
Remote Productions Inc. and New Remote Productions Inc. Mm-hmm. How basic are those, like
the names? Look, I got Remote, which means away from me, Productions. All right, and then I want to make a new one. I'm just adding new to the beginning of it. So New Remote Productions Inc.
You feel me? Like, how generic are those names? I feel like that's my theory one, but we're going to get through this. You got 13?
I got 13.
All right, let's go.
Defendant, the Nordlinger Group, LLC, is a finance firm with its principal place of business in New York. And on information and belief, it was employed by other named defendants herein to pay an account to Ms. Richard, pursuant to her employment with other named defendants. On information and belief, the Nordlinger Group, LLC, formed November 15th, LLC, for the purposes of disbursing funds relative to making a band. Basically, all that is saying is that this company, which is the LLC, was in charge of giving people their paychecks. And Ms. Richard, she was one of the people that received the paycheck from this company, who was probably employed by the previous companies, the Remote Productions Inc. and the New Remote Productions Inc. Basically, that's what that is saying right there.
With their generic ass name. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, normally you're kind of creative.
No. Yeah, that seems like some family business right there. I'm talking about the two other companies. Stop playing with me. Yeah, they sound like a family group that's been in business for a long time. I'm going to do my research on them.
Okay.
Let me see what come up with that. What we come up with that. But
like the dots.
You already know. Upon information and belief, defendant Daddy's House recording studio, that damn Daddy's House. Daddy's House Recording Studio, Inc. is a New York corporation and a music recording studio owned by defendant Bad Boys Records, which is crazy that it's owned by them now. And I told y'all about the situation, who has ownership of that now. It's no longer under Diddy in New York. At all relevant times herein, Ms. Richard was an employee required to work at said studio. We all know that. We've seen the show. Well, some of us seen their episodes.
Mm-hmm. Making a band?
Yeah. It was rough. I would say it was rough for everybody. And did you hear? Well, this don't have nothing to do with Miss Richard, but you know I'd be telling people business sometimes. But did you hear what Freddie said? That when they went to get the cheesecake was for Beyonce, not for Diddy.
I kind of heard that in the way about ways. But Beyonce was nowhere in the episodes or anything. And her name
She was upstairs. And when they was downstairs going through all that shit and he was talking that shit, even you walk this way or you walk this way.
Yeah.
It's up to you. I don't even know what he was saying, but I remember he was like, it was that intense. You feel me? And
so that's interesting that the cheesecake was for Beyonce.
Freddie, he was a member of the band. He had to take.
Well, he was one of the ones that first left, remember? I always remember that because he could really rap to me. And he's like, nah, I ain't doing this shit.
Yeah.
You got a chance of a lifetime to be an artist, a star, pursue your passion, and you opt out, you choose no. Something was interesting about that. And even to this day, and now to this day, it makes it more interesting because I'm like, what did he see or what was about to happen to him? And he's like, nah, I'm out this shit. I ain't dealing with it.
Right. Real shit. Wow, he have his own little battles he fighting with Diddy, but he been doing interviews lately too. But he said that they was going to get the cheesecake for Beyonce. But let's get back to the point. Okay. He said it out his own mouth. I didn't make it up. He put that in it. So I'm gonna go ahead. Let's go. Upon information and belief, defendants Daddy's House Recordings. Oh, I already read that.
You already read that one. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Defendant Bad Boy Entertainment LLC is a music media entertainment company founded by defendant Sean Combs, which includes that record label defendant Bad Boy Records LLC. That's always a beautiful thing when you can sue the record label. You feel me? Because you can't sue him. Well, you got to put him as a separate entity because you had, you can, when that LLC is in place, you is, I don't have liability. You can sue the company, but you can't sue me and whatever we got, we got. And if you get something, good luck. But I'm sorry not to break it down like that, but yeah, that's what happens. Defender Bad Boy Entertainment LLC is a Delaware limited liability company and successor in interest to RPI, which means what I said. At all relevant times herein, Bad Boy Entertainment Company and successor in interest at RPI. What did I say? Did he own RPI? How generic was those names? I mean, he don't own it. It's in family members' names, but
no, it's all connected. And I love the way that they're establishing that Ms. Rashad was employed by all these things that were connected to him. Who's him? Sean Combs.
Exactly. Point blank, period. At all relevant times here in Bad Boy Entertainment, LLC, met the definition of an employer of Miss Rashad under all relevant statutes.
Yes. Number 16, Defendant Bad Boy Entertainment, Inc. is a Florida corporation. At all relevant times herein, Bad Boy Entertainment, Inc. met the definition of an employer of Miss Rashad under all relevant statutes. Number 17, Defendant Bad Boy Entertainment Holdings, Inc. is a New York corporation. And notice what they're doing. They're taking it from the smallest position of what she could have been in, and they're giving it a next level as in the LLC, then they're giving it the next level as in the corporations.
Right.
So he basically, no, and all jokes aside, it's good business sense if you create all these things.
It is.
But
nobody's ever, because he's not, be honest, he's not, he sampled a lot of stuff. You feel me? So he's not the producer, they, you know what I mean? He don't get that, but he made good business sense. He knew how to maneuver and get himself where he wanted to be. That's why he had a house in LA and a house in Miami. Like, you don't get that by bullshitting.
Yes, true.
I had to watch the time. I'm sorry.
You got 1 minute. We already been cussing already, but
I'm sorry. It's hard. Okay. It's hard when, okay, go ahead.
Holding Inc. is a successor in interest to Defendant Bad Boy Entertainment LLC, Bad Boy Records LLC, and Bad Boy Entertainment Incorporated, as alleged herein. And just keep it simple with what I just said, though, the way they're tying everything together, it fully makes sense that this one individual was under the hand of this incorporation, this LLC, this, what was it? Holdings company, everything that is connected, that this is why this person was directly affected, because anything they did was still being watched by all these things who was controlled by this one person.
You know what it is? That was modern day slavery.
Oh, it is. It is. It is.
That's my, like, all of those control. That's crazy. Stack them 360 deals. Oh,
then that would be a whole nother thing. I want to say something like that in here with the 360 deals.
Well, we need to sit down and dissect those one day. What you think?
Yeah, I'll be down for it.
All right, let's go. We're gonna get that. I'm gonna make
my money for my show.
We're gonna dissect that one day, because that's them 360 deals. Oh, child, that was a full 360. All of them. All right, so Defendant Bad Boy Productions Holdings, Inc. is a New York corporation. Upon information and belief, Defendant Bad Boy Productions Holdings, Inc. is an successor in interest to other Bad Boy defendants as alleged herein. Now, the Defendant Bad Boy Books Holdings, oh my God, see what I'm saying? The Slavery, Inc. is a New York corporation, upon information and belief, defendant Bad Boy Books Holding Inc. is a successor in interest to other Bad Boy defendants alleged herein. It's just slavery. You got everything. My life in your hands. Let the girl get us free.
For real, for real. Look, I like this one though. Number 20, defended the Sean Combs Music Incorporation. He has an actual corporation called the Sean Combs Music Incorporation. For tax purposes, this is very well done.
But you gotta have at least one that's
you know the problem is it has his name on it. Does he really quote unquote own it? He probably gets money from it, but does he actually own it? He created it, did he ship it off to like another family member or something? But it still has his name.
Probably did.
That's the crazy part. But
all right, we're gonna get to her in a minute, but she got her own situation. Let's go. Like what?
All right, so the Sean Combs Music Inc. is a company under which Ms. Richard was employed by defendant Sean Combs. Upon information and belief, the Sean Combs Music Inc. is a part or successor to other Bad Boy Company defendants as alleged herein. Everything is getting making a perfect dot. Even all the dots. They connecting all the dots.
And May said it on camera. He said it out his own mouth. That your mother got the receipts, nigga.
Big facts.
That's what he said. I bet you Diddy never thought in a million years that it would be going down like this.
I mean, why would he generally? If you are in this position of power and somebody has something against you.
You know why he might have thought he would have? Because he was getting away with it for such a long time.
Yeah, that part. If getting away with it for such a long time means that getting away is a normal thing for you. You don't think you're going to ever have to be caught. And then it's
right. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was going to say, if somebody does make enough noise, in theory, you just pay them off. Pay them to shut the fuck up. Be quiet. But because right now it's an avalanche of everybody coming forward and saying something
at the same time,
you can't pay this off. Now the government is involved and they turn over every rock, looking up under every bed, opening up every closet, seeing all them skeletons that's in there.
Getting your friends, your kids.
Exactly.
Child, this is crazy. This is nuts. You know what? I think it's because we've read many of these cases now, right? Mm-hmm. We done been through a few of them, right? And some, not just Diddy, but Diddy is the focus right now because this is incredible. We've read a lot of civil cases against Diddy on this podcast. We got our first indictment ever. I'm happy about that. You feel me? No, I don't know why I feel crazy. So I'm saying that, but we changed my life. I live a different life now. So, you know, we got our first indictment on here, right? What's up, B. Moore Johnson? Thanks for the light, babe. But this one, that is coming for his neck. And then all the other cases that's coming out, I don't know if I'm reading all 100 and something cases, Doc.
That's a lot. That's a lot. Look, even if it's 100 something, you even say, well, only half of this is true, that's still 50 something cases. That's right. A lot. But my thing is that, understandably, there's probably people that are beefing up their story about what happened. But then you got to think, even with those situations, some of the people are telling the dead ass truth.
Yeah.
Dead ass truth. And it'll be like, what? He did what? How? And you was and but like we said, if he's been getting away with it for so long and he is in control of all these things, and he gets you tied in into quote unquote record label, record deal slavery, it wouldn't be past that this really can happen. And put it this way, in comparison to the Dream case, the Dream was just one dude, one individual that found this one girl from another country and did all that to her.
Oh, poor baby. He was trying to put her in
the sanctuary. But I mean, it makes you think, or at least it makes me think a lot more about just being a person in power. And the world we live in, it's mostly men that are in power.
Mm-hmm.
And it ain't no telling what they are capable of doing in things that people don't know that is happening.
And again, a lot of this shit come from their boredom. When you got all the money and all the power, what do you do next? Become a fucking weirdo.
Because you don't have to deal with the regular life stresses no more. You don't have to worry about where my next meal is coming from, how I'm going to pay this bill. You worried about how do I entertain myself now?
Damn, unfortunately,
that entertainment becomes...
That entertainment becomes at the hands of defendant Sean Combs Capital LLC and Combs Enterprise LLC are New York Limited Liability Companies. Yeah, that's who do that kind of stuff, which upon information, belief, are successors and interest companies and defendants of the Sean Combs Music Inc. It's just like this company was on top of this company, 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 but it trickles down. Child. So you got to go find all the companies that this dude is in charge of and see all of them. Look who get ready to come out. Look who get ready to come out. Go ahead, Doc, please. Sorry.
Well, defendant, and they've been in the news a lot lately. Mm-hmm. Universal Music Group, Envy, UMG. Mm-hmm. The Dutch-American multinational music corporation. UMG's corporate headquarters are located in Hilversum, Netherlands, and its operational headquarters are located in Santa Monica, California. Then Interscope, Geffen, A&M Records are subsidiaries of UMG, with operational headquarters in California. At all relevant times herein, UMG and its subsidiaries, Interscope, Geffen, A&M Records, financially benefited from, condoned, and enabled defendant Combs' misconduct as defined under all relevant statutes. They said, even if we get all the companies that he owns, we also go out that pays him.
And it's documented that they pay him to do it. So
get it get it all. This is, I don't know if because I never really read court cases before, but they are making it to where everything is. We're getting the people that you have below you, and we're getting the people that are above you. Because UMG, think about this. UMG is not an American-based thing. It's not a thing that Sean Combs ran. It was something that he basically got paid under.
Yeah.
And it leaves America. It goes overseas. It goes worldwide. That is a perfect tie-in. You're the one little, look, if I have a string, and there's a knot in the middle, we're getting the knot after you're not right here, and we're getting everything before you're not.
Right.
Perfect.
So, look, this is interesting because these people are about to come up also. I got it. Defendant Diageo America Supply Inc. was a New York corporation. It's going to get interesting upon that. Y'all know who Diageo is, right?
I do not.
You don't know who Diageo? Okay, well, I'll get into that in a second. And upon information and belief, currently is a Kentucky and or an Illinois corporation doing business as. Diageo is the people that are responsible for Diddy having Ciroc, well, being a part of Ciroc. Look, it's coming up. Ciroc Distilling Company in New York. Ms. Richard referred a benefit on these defendants pursuant to the direction of Defendant Combs.
Yeah.
And she done added Diage on there too. Y'all knew what was up. And yeah. this is why this is all happening, because but it's crazy because this is crazy on her part. Well, it makes sense because you're gonna see why, you're gonna see her lawyers are good. Jeez, the week.
They said everybody. They said everybody's gonna get it.
Everybody. Oh no, we gotta get through this one tonight. I'm sorry, not all of it, but these next two pages, we gonna get through these.
I will say this only because I haven't seen it yet, and I kind of like skim real quick ahead. The only entity, corporation, LLC that hasn't been named yet is Sean Sean. That's the only one I haven't
seen. And that's because she know there ain't no money at the Sean John. Yeah, they know.
Ain't no money
in Sean John. That is not even a brand anymore.
Really? It's not? I thought it still is.
Mm-mm. It's over for Sean John, baby.
No, but that was the only thing. They went after everything with the music industry. They went everything with holdings and publishing. They went after everything for video or television production. They went after the alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, I don't see the clothing brand in here at all.
That's because they no longer exist. That ain't even, they done. They stopped. The last place that was supposedly selling Sean John was Macy's. And they closed their contract. They over.
Damn. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they over. .. Let me tell y'all. I put you on. I'll put you on. Yeah, you can go ahead. Go ahead.
All right. Defendant Combs Wines and Spirits, LLC, is a New York limited liability company, which upon information and belief is Defendant Combs Holding Company for sponsorships by Defendant Diago American Supply Incorporated, DBA Ciroc Distilling Company. At all relevant times, Mr. Shaw was employed by Defendant Combs Wines and Spirits, LLC under all relevant statutes. I don't understand, though, and this is just my question, Dad.
Okay.
I don't think she has any connections, in my unknown opinion, any connections. Like, I don't remember her being in any Ciroc commercials or...
There weren't really any Ciroc commercials. But or, she had to, like, at those...
Was she, like, the sponsor girl?
She had to do her sponsorship duties with Ciroc.
And then anytime they asked... If he had an event,
right? Let's say he was sponsoring, hosting an event for Ciroc, but in conjunction with Bad Boy Entertainment or whatever, which one of these freaking companies we decide to pick one that day, and Ciroc is the sponsors, so they gotta take pictures in front of stuff like, you know, celebrity pictures.
Yeah, the billboard behind them, not the billboard, but the picture area where it has like all the brands that are being sponsored.
Exactly.
Okay.
But
that would make
an association with any type of thing that he got going on, because he was on and they was his businesses at the time. You feel me? Mm. And that's how you get them. But listen here, Defendant Janice Combs Publishing Inc. Oh, you heard it right. Defendant Janice Combs Publishing Inc. is a music publishing administrator and a New York corporation who at all relevant times held or holds either or. May said your mother got the receipts, nigga. Oh, sorry. And
this is what it not. You let it go. You right.
Just pop out, my bad. But hold and or holds the publishing rights to Miss Richard pursuant to her employed with other defendants herein under all relevant statute.
Mm-hmm.
Your mother got the receipts, nigga.
Big facts. And that's right here. If your mother name is Janice Combs, and there's an incorporation with her name on it, and it holds or has held the publishing rights to any artist under that, those are the receipts.
No, I'm just
point saying. Blank and period.
Your mother, that's what he said, and he wasn't playing when he said it. I'm mother-in-law who's neither one of your sons I've married to, nor have I ever been married to, but you always my boo. I love you. Happy belated birthday, Miss Rebecca Marcus. I love you. Hi, girl. Oh, that's my baby. Sorry. I had to talk. But yeah, my baby. Yes. Your mother got the receipts, nigga. I'm sorry. I'm going to do this one too, because I got to get my rocks off real quick. Let me go. Let me get my thing off real quick. All right. Defendant Janice Combs Publishing Holdings is a music publishing administrator and New York corporation and a successor in interest to Janice Publishing, Janice Combs Publishing, Inc. So that's two different companies. I understand. Who at all relevant times held and holds or holds, because your mother got the receipts, nigga. I'm sorry. I had to. The publishing copyrights of Ms. Richards pursuant to her employment with other defendants herein under all relevant statutes. Your mother got the receipts, nigga.
These are companies that you created that you put under your mother name, Janice Combs, the holding company and the publishing company. Boom. We're connecting those two together.
I'm going to tell you something real. I mean, I ain't trying to be fine. I'm dead ass serious. May should start like a line of shirts that say your mother got the I will buy one.
Your mother got the receipts, nigga.
Yeah, I will buy one. I will.
You will buy a shirt that says your mother got the receipts.
And wear it. And wear it on. Real shit.
I'm going to keep it fair, too. I don't understand why Mace isn't putting the case together.
I know. But who knows? Well, he all right now. So.
But it would make sense, though, if there is animosity or any grievance that is not resolved, now is the time to get it at least out there to get it potentially looked at to see if you can resolve it. And I understand, yes, you're doing good in life. You're doing well. Yeah. You remove yourself from the situation.
But who's to say he not? We don't know what he's doing behind the scenes.
That's true, too.
Maybe
that's
he true. Just don't want to be all pizzazzy and shiny with it.
Okay.
But I got my lawyers, but y'all don't really know that I got my lawyers. You feel me? I'm working over here, yo. I don't need y'all in my business type shit.
And that could be true. I'm just saying, like, wait, if the tower is falling and everybody's trying to get their piece,
right?
And you actually know that you are have pieces that you can get, why not go for it?
I think he should, but like I said, we don't know what he's doing. He might be bubbling, low key. Sometimes you gotta get a humble bubble going on.
Maintain your humble bubble, but if I'm looking at this and I'm Mr. Shaw came in and he said, nope, I was working for
hers a little louder because hers was on, like, how can I explain it? Hers was, even though Mace was on national TV, like, theirs was like a whole show. You feel me?
True.
That they went through. So you watched them for like a couple seasons, right?
So yes.
So then she get a little bit more attention than Mace does, and she's a female. But hers is like recorded, documented how it went, like exactly how it went, how she got signed to, you know what I mean?
Yeah. This is a question that I'm not sure of, and maybe you have some insight into this. Did they ever date, or is there any rumors that they were ever together or anything?
Who?
Ms.
Richards. Dawn and Diddy?
Yeah.
Huh? Who?
Dawn and Diddy.
We going to get to it.
Oh. See, that's the part I don't know. I was like, but.
Well, not they was together, but he Diddy. When he's the dealer.
So I guess that's what I'm trying to ask too. Is there any allegations that he did something to her directly? That would be, and I haven't read that far ahead to know.
It is. I'll give you that one. It is.
Oh, okay. See, it makes full sense then. It makes full sense. If the tower is falling and everybody needs to grab a brick, grab your brick.
Doc, you out here trying to start riots. That's why you my Brazilian man.
No, I'm just saying, though. It makes sense. But I had a number 27. This is a big name, too. Defendant Sony Sungs, a division of Sony Music Publishing LLC, is a New York limited liability company who is the assignee of Mr. Rashad publishing copyrights from defendant Janice Combs Publishing, Inc. and Janice Combs Publishing Holdings, Incorporated. Tie it all together. Defendant Love Records, Incorporated is a music record label owned and or, upon information and belief, controlled by defendant Sean Combs with his principal place of business in California. Ms. Rashad conferred a benefit on this defendant pursuant to the direction of the defendant Combs.
Basically, so
I get belief from this record company who is owned by this person.
Because he is the person who is responsible for all of my conflict and torment and pain.
Yep. Point a finger. Name the name. Point a finger, call the name.
I just wanted to, I felt that one, honey. It was him.
Yep. Look, that's when you're in court. They're like, do you see the person that assaulted you? Can you point him out in the courtroom? If it really happened, point him. Hey, that motherfucker over there.
It was him. It was him. It was him. All right. So, defendant Epic Records.
Damn.
And a record label currently managing other of the defendant's companies, interest in and music. Oh my gosh, she said, "I want everybody." Is a subsidiary of Sony Music Entertainment.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I said everybody with its principal place of business in New York. Ms. Rashad conferred a benefit on these defendants pursuant to the direction of defendant Combs. I'm not playing with y'all.
Nope. They said any and everyone can get it.
You were right. Fuck around and find out.
Like, who wants the smoke? Who wants smoke?
Who want it?
No, and it's. I'll be honest. It's surprising to me that I get that there's all the companies that she got a check from that Sean Combs owned, mm-hmm. and I get that good business savvy that you would want to break up your stuff so that, you know, for tax purposes and all that stuff. That I mean, take a simple name. Remote Productions Incorporated and put it over here, and I needed to make another one so I can, you know, defer my tax burden. I'm gonna
and then I'll
forget it. Like, oh, mama, I'm gonna put a company in your name. You'll get money from it, but it's gonna be mine. I'm gonna run it, but
it's in your name. That's why he said your mother got the receipts, nigga. Boom. Sorry.
And my then what's surprising to me was they said, oh no, Universal Music Group.
Right.
Oh no, Sony Music Entertainment. Right. Sony. I'm like, whoa.
Oh that's no, crazy. Epic. Oh, that was like to put the last in
the stab and twist. That's what she did. Her lawyers did. They hit him with the stab and the twist.
So we're not going to go through the jurisdiction and venue. Nah. We all know what's happening. This is popping in New York, and wow. California got in there some kind of way too, allegedly, but we're going to get into the factual allegations and then we're going to pick back up after this. We're going to take a break from this because this is getting interesting and I got to chill off of saying your mama got the receipts, nigga. I need to just so next Wednesday we're going to do a wet and wire and then we're going to come back to this. I'll I don't know if I'm gonna get it out my system, Doc. I'm trying though.
You like, your mother, let me see this nigga. That's a real shit. Where did he say this at? Because I want to go back and just watch it again.
Don't look it up on YouTube. If y'all don't believe what I'm saying, I'm not. Y'all know I'm not gonna say somebody said something and they didn't say it. Okay. Look it up. That's when he got his fronts in and everything. I think he still got him in, but. Hold on, let me see if I can find him real quick.
Your mother got the receipts, nigga. But this proves that. Hold on. Oh, wait. Sean Combs' mother does have a name of a company that does publishing and publishing holding, which means that, yes, what Mace said is
correct. Factual,
that your correct. Mother, Sean Combs, has the receipts. My nigga. I don't even know if he said my nigga, but nigga.
He didn't say my nigga. He said, hold on, I'm about to see if I can find it real quick. Because he ain't say my nigga. He said, all right, y'all think the way I'm saying it is a gang. Hold on, let me get it right real quick. Y'all think it's a game?
It's not a game. It's like, this is court documents. It's
if stated. I said that's the way Mace said it.
It's on papers. It's on papers.
That's the way he said it. Hold on. Dang, I'm going to do it real quick. I'm gonna just do it on this phone because this phone faster. But he said it. He said it. Oh, it was a meme on what you call it, but hold on.
Or you could beat it to the punch, go ahead and do your own t-shirts of it.
I could do that, but I don't wanna be disrespectful. I like memes. Hold on. Let me see.
Thank y'all for tuning in. If y'all here, please hit the like.
Here we go.
Talking about receipts. Let's start with your mother, nigga. Your mother got the receipts, nigga. Everything is in your mother's name. That's the one who got the receipts, nigga. You need more proof, nigga? Biggie ain't here, so Big can't give you no receipts. He dead. Pat Mac can't give you receipts. He dead. Ooh. What are you talking about? Who else? Black Rob can give you receipts. He dead. And everybody else, you may sign paperwork. So they can't talk about what I'm talking about. I'm the only one with the guts. You're not signing, baby. Because I need the money. All money ain't good money. Remember that, nigga. You know who to play with, me.
Damn. Okay.
Oh.
And yeah, I mean, hearing that and reading this, it gives a different weight to it because he did say Biggie dead, he can't give you receipts. Craig Mack dead, he can't give you receipts. Black Rob dead, he can't give you receipts. I'm the only one that's here. And I didn't
sign. Your mother got the receipts, nigga.
And your mother got the receipts. And we just said where it said basically Janice Combs is in charge of, or her name is on something that she is a part of. Mm-hmm. But she potentially does have the receipts. So. Shout out to Mace, for real, though. For real.
And that was before she filed her case. Dawn.
Mm. So
he said that before she filed this case.
So there's a very heavy truth that is on that statement, and especially because it came before. And now all this other stuff comes out. I mean, there's no argument with that. I'm sorry. There's no argument for me with that because, like, he said it the way it needed to be said. And the problem is that at the time, I can think when he said it, it wasn't as valued as much as it's going to be valued now.
Right. But it might be beneficial to him now that it's all that. You're right. He should be, but we can't tell him what to do. And I'm not going to say steal his words, even though I would totally. And I could see the font and everything, but I don't want stuff on, so I don't know if he don't get it in a couple minutes. I'm gonna get it because I'm gonna keep saying that shit. I can't stop saying it. It's just like it's incredible content. Thank you, Mace, sir, for you being as gutted as you was in that particular situation. For but real. Anyway, that was your mother got the receipts, nigga, and he wasn't lying. But he a man of the Most High, so he wasn't lying. You feel me? Sorry. Miss Richards is selected to be We on factual allegations. So this part should get, we gonna end it after this one, though. But we gonna read this section because I don't want to leave the page without it. Oh my gosh, Doc. Here we come with these little footnotes.
Oh, yes. The thing that, like, we know who this person is if it's described like that.
What?
I know.
Anyway, Ms. Richards is selected to be in Mr. Combs. She was selected to be in Mr. Combs' all-girl music group called Danity Kane after competing on MTV Making the Band. In or around 2024, Ms. Richards was selected to participate in season 3 of the MTV Network reality show Making the Band. The show centered around the information and development of a new musical group under the mentorship of Mr. Combs. Oh my gosh, that was a mentorship. The contestants would compete and be chosen by Mr. Combs to form a band, which would go on to create albums and perform. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
We all know that. That's factual. We've seen it on television. We know exactly how that went down.
All right. You want to go ahead?
For aspiring artists like Rashad, Making the Band represented a concrete path to a career in the entertainment industry. Ms. Rashad appeared in seasons 3 and 4 of Making the Band, which first aired in 2005, and season 5 of Making the Band, which aired in 2009.
Mm.
We see those.
Yeah.
You know what I'm surprised too? Why did she into MTV?
Yeah. Viacom. Didn't she sue Viacom?
Yes.
They are the people that own most of the networks.
I would add them to this. I like, hey, let's rewrite this. Add Viacom. Look, can we get some Disney money? Is Disney, look, get that little mouse.
We can get all these jive turkeys. Look at all these jive turkeys.
Because now I'm thinking about it, I'm like, yeah, she could have put fucking MTV / Viacom in this now.
Right. She could have. I'm surprised that's not there. But I think if you take it up to that notch, that's treading dangerous, treacherous territory.
Is she already named UMG? That's one of the big ones on that side.
That was one of the big ones on that side, but it's something about Viacom.
Okay. I don't know
how to explain it, but they not the one or the two.
Oh.
Let's say that. Okay. They not the one or the two. Now, I will say, interestingly enough, you know what I mean? Let's get these little bottom footnotes off because we don't want to leave these out. They're very important to this particular case. So Making the Band is a reality television series that that premiered on MTV in 2000. The show has had several iterations, each featuring a different musical group. The stars of season 3 and 4 were Aubrey O'Day, D Woods, because I can't even see right now. That's crazy. Shannon Becks, oh my gosh, Audrey, whatever. It was a whole bunch of broads and Miss Rashad. All right,
Danity Kane, the group Danity Kane. If you know the members
of Danity Kane. I said it in the title of the show. It's Danity Kane. I feel like with the point with all that being said, they was in there. Then she went on and got into a group with him and the other chick who said, "Not she don't know nothing."
She was
blind.
Checks or her checks are clearing and she ain't worried about shit. She's like, look,
I am legally blind.
basically, look, All I know is my bank account, it says Diddy Publishing, Sean Combs Publishing, Denise Publishing, new checks clear. I don't know shit. I don't know shit.
Motherfucking thing. But her and Miss Rashard and Diddy had a group which was called Dirty Money.
Mm-hmm.
And so that just sums that up. That's what they're talking about. Listen, ain't nobody playing with them at all. Ain't nobody playing with them. We getting everybody. We getting everybody. But listen, we might run over just a tad bit tonight. I know it's trash night, but this is titillating.
Been exciting.
It's just... But listen, it's out of control out here. I don't know what's going on in this world. And that now we are about to start getting into the real allegations and the things that you asked.
Oh, what okay. Was, well, if something happened to her directly by the hands of Sean Combs.
Now, all what right, I got to do now, because we're going to be, that's why I said we're going to be a little late. I do have to give my love. I cannot leave this beautiful podcast without loving on my booze. You gotta go freshen up, huh? You want to do that? Okay. All right. I'm trying to make sure we good, so you know you gotta do your thing. Anyway, so y'all, it is time for me to show my love. I want to thank anybody who's watching tonight from Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. You guys are amazing. That's why it's called Live Love, because y'all be watching it live and while we doing it live. I love y'all. Thank y'all. But this live I'm about to get real quick. This not y'all. This don't have nothing to do with y'all. Oh, shucks. I see you, Doc. This don't have nothing to do with y'all. This has something to do with my booze, my listening audience, because they be loving on me and I be loving on them too. Thanks for the downloads, babies. But the love notes, it's time for the love notes. Let me tell you, how did we come up with the name, the love notes? Well, I used to call it love. Doc used to call it show notes. I was never in a million years calling it that. I'm telling y'all, this was not happening. And we used to bicker about it for a little bit. And then we came to the compromise and we said, well, we just going to call it love notes. And it's going to stay that forever because I love these people. He also said that I had a stack of papers the size of a composition notebook. I did not, but it was a lot of papers. But in all fairness, it was a lot of cities, states, and countries, but we don't do that anymore. Now we do this, baby. Let's go. I want to give all y'all the love. Thanks for all of the love. Shout out, babies. Shout out to my top six, the United States, the United Kingdom, India, China, Canada, and Belgium, specifically Brussels. Hi, babies. I love you. Thank y'all so loyal to me. I love y'all. Thank you. Oh, my goodness. Russia, Indonesia, Japan, New Zealand, Australia, Turkey, Switzerland, Germany, Mexico, Austria, Philippines, Kenya. I love you, babies. Let's go. Pakistan, Romania, South Africa, Nigeria, Brazil, Netherlands, Singapore, Spain, Ireland, and Nepal. I love you all. Thanks, babies. Thank you. Mauritius, Israel, Hong Kong, France, Poland, Tunisia, Venezuela, baby, the Czech Republic, Portugal, and Morocco. I love you too, booze. Thanks for all the love. Thank you. Ghana, Finland, Cameroon, Lithuania, Sweden, Bangladesh, Latvia. Hi, babies. Thank you, too. I love you, babies. Oh, my gosh, you guys just make me feel special. You girls feel so special. Hungary, Greece, and Denmark. Hi, babies. Welcome, and come again. Come again. I love you, too. And we just met, but I still love you anyway, because you're cute. All right, anyway, but thank you for the love. I appreciate each and every one of y'all. Doc, what you said, we worldwide. Don't trip. Your mom's got the receipts, nigga. Oh, sorry.
Basically.
That's what he said. I lie. That's what he said. Top flight, catch the vibes. Any and everyone can get it on LLC Facts to the cheesecake. Doc, you're crazy. To the cheesecake. Listen.
You can go this way or that way.
Right. You didn't decide he was going crazy. You could go this way or you could go that way. Wait a minute, sir. to find out the cheesecake was really for Beyonce. That's crazy. Good child. I'm hungry, Diddy. I want a piece of cheesecake. Can you something? All right, go get me some cheesecake.
I would love to hear Beyonce's rendition of how, if that did happen, what was she thinking? Or
like, I just wanted some cheesecake. That's what Beyonce gonna say.
Play with convenience, like blind to the facts, like the other girl from Destiny came. I told a cheesecake. I didn't know he was gonna see these kids.
I didn't know all of that. I didn't know they were gonna have to walk all the way to Brooklyn. Oh, I did know because my boo is from Brooklyn, and I need to. Because I always wondered. I said this before, and I'm gonna say this again. I always wonder why he made them go all the way to Brooklyn instead of just Harlem. They was already in Manhattan.
I've never been to New York, so I don't know.
I said it to you before. Now I remember I said it because they was already in Manhattan. And there's a Junior's on 125th. I don't know if they still open, but it was a Junior's on 125th. Why would he make them walk all the way to Brooklyn? That's so disrespectful.
Was any of them? No, wasn't like, there was like one or two rappers that was from New York, wasn't it, in the group?
You had Bab, she was from New York, and Nas was from Philly.
Well, Babs, yeah, she should have been like, wait a minute.
She said, I'm from Brooklyn. I'm not about to walk all the way home, even though she did. I'm not about to. That's what she said in that episode. She said, I'm from Brooklyn.
Crazy.
If I walk to Brooklyn, I'm walking home. That's what she said.
I need to go back and watch Megan and Van then. Because when we bring up all this shit, it makes me think, like, this shit probably is going to be wild watching it back now.
You could just go find a clip on YouTube, baby. I promise you. You don't even gotta watch the full episode. You could watch just specifically what was going on. He was like, you can even go this way, or you could go that way. That was
wild.
The fuck? I want to stab this nigga right now. You lucky I ain't got a chicken, bitch. Fuck.
You gotta stab and twist. If you can stab, you gotta make sure you twist.
Who the fuck you talking to? I'm sorry. Okay,
let it go.
All right. Mama say, Mama sign, my mockers.
Bring it back to the center.
If ever a time I need to.
I'm going to stand on the side of Michael's side.
Mama say, Mama sign, my mockers. It's never going to change. I thought I told y'all that a long time ago. And those are my meditation words. I'm going to say them again when I get out of here in a second. But mama say, mama say, mama maku say, stop playing. Yeah, Diddy could have got this work. He don't know I'm crazy. He better hope I smoke some heat that night. Because that's the only way he wasn't getting.
I don't know. Look, you say you crazy. Diddy is pretty kind of crazy though. He blew
up a dude. I don't have no fear in me. He wouldn't scare me. I'd be like, who the fuck you think you're talking to?
Then he'd be like, who the fuck you think you do?
What's up, nigga?
I do respect
and then it just was up. It's up from there. Like, listen.
But that's a problem that he probably doesn't. He went out of his way to basically blow up.
He wouldn't fuck with me because he wouldn't be able to have that mind fuck control. I'm telling you, getting to the Greek was real.
You know what? We talked about that. Remember in the first case, I brought that up. I was like, you know what is funny? Was he actually acting or he was just doing a scene that he would really do and he just was able to get it?
Jeffrey.
So the wall.
He was on some freaky shit with the wall.
Yes, that's what I remember. We had this kind of, this was a while ago. We had this conversation. I said, I just think that he was able to get some real life of himself into a movie, and we just thought it was a funny ass weird scene. But no,
now he was pursuing them.
Yep.
To get him to the Greek.
Yep.
Chase. That alone should tell you everything you need to know. I'm sorry.
Big facts.
Weird movie. But I do like the memes where people be sitting, putting themselves in the room. Oh. And he talking. They so funny. But like, they be saying all kinds of weird shit to, back to him, but it's funny. But yeah, I'm tired of the Diddler. I need a break from him for a little bit. So I think we're going to just jump to a Wet and Wyatt Wednesday. We got some things to talk about.
Okay.
We got some things. I'm going to give you a heads up, I think, this time about our discussion pattern so you can be a little bit ready and prepared. I feel like I it's not fair that I have an advantage. Anyway.
You can get the advantage. Look, I can say real things that I feel then if that's the case.
Well, I'm just going to give you, like, the topic situation. You want to tell me whatever you feel anyway. I'm going to give you the discussion topic. We're going to have the discussion, though.
Okay.
That's cool?
Cool.
All right. Join the conversation. Drop a comment, call in, or text 443-780-5978. 443-780-5978. Oh, God, went there for a second. Sorry. Like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, every share, and every subscription. We appreciate them. But I want you to just hit the like button. Again, hi, mommy-in-law. That's not technically my mother-in-law, but I love her. It's my baby. And thanks, B. Moore Johnson, I think I said. But the like. Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com. Put that back up there. www.ambitiouslyent.com. Pathway to all things Ambitiously ENT. Let's get it. Let's go. I have permission, so I don't take requests. Any video that I play on this podcast, I have permission to play. I would not play it if I did not have permission to play. So I don't take requests for that very reason. Also, have y'all heard my DJ? Y'all, listen, I'm not taking your request because he already do what it is that he does. And we don't need y'all interrupting our groove. You better catch that vibe and stop playing with us. Hey. Stop playing with us.
Hey.
Stop playing with us. No, I'm not taking your request. You just better listen to whatever the hell he is playing. Understand? Shit. Sorry. My bad. I'm going off real quick. Who tangent? Join our coffee community so we can have wonderful, titillating, salacious, taboo conversation. And I also can cuss whenever the fuck I feel like it. I'm on a roll tonight. Fuck this shit. Yeah. This. All right. I apologize, YouTube, but this Diddy case is bringing it out of me. Sorry. Join our coffee community or listen to the radio station. Or go listen to the podcast elsewhere on all streaming platforms, wherever you must go. And then you can hear, I don't get in trouble over there. I just be on YouTube for the sake of it. Go over there for real. Whatever. Listen, I'm early about this, and I just heard from him today about the mix. And let's just say it's almost ready. It's cooking. Okay. It's on its way. It's cooking. But big shout out to our DJ Rukaze, killing the game at per usual. Like, leave him alone. I'm not taking your stinky request. I'm sorry. Shout out to Rukaze. Go DJ. That's my DJ. Go DJ. Cause that's my Hey, all right, yeah, y'all better leave my DJ alone. I'm not taking your stinky request. Let him do what he do. Oh, sorry. Let us know how you feel about the mixes, though. We would like to know. I'll tell you a secret. You'll never hear not any song on any mix twice. You never hear that. You never heard the same song played over and over again. Never. And it's neat. And it's some heat. I don't know why y'all playing with us. Y'all better get over here. Y'all better get over here. But anyway, y'all. Yeah, Doc said hit that like button. Listen to Doc. He know what he talking about. Man, stop playing with Rukaze. Don't do him, boo. Don't do him. Shut up and listen. Fridays be lit. All right, it's time for me to say the things, Doc, because it's trash. You got your trash ready for?
No, I'm still in the can right now. I haven't took the bag out.
All right.
I got to take the bag out the can, put it into the rolling bin, and then roll down to the curb.
Rolling
it
out. I got some things to do. I got some things to do. People's ordered some new shelfware, and that gave me extra work per usual. This is not uncommon, not in this household. But anyway, so it's trash day. I got to take the trash out. Doc does too. That's crazy that I trash day on the same day in two different states.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I remember, I was like, I got to take my trash out too.
And we got to announce that we got to take our trash out. Yep. We're those type of people, huh?
Like I was in reading the cases, we got to take a lot of this trash out.
We take this trash out. I like that. We are. When it's time for the wiretap, it's time to take the trash out. I might record that and put it in. I don't know. See, I get creative from time to time. I don't record that some kind of way. It's time to take the trash out. You feel me? It's time. And I am the detective of Ambitiously Entertainment. Stop playing. Woo, child. I gotta let y'all know some other stuff, but one of them, I'm not gonna say all of them are extremely bad. I just inform you on how you could live a better lifestyle. And that is minding your business. Everybody's business is not your business, except for Media Monday, where I tell everybody's business because I'm nosy. And I want y'all to be nosy with me, not so much on the tip. And I've been doing good on a night like tonight, though. You can get this work.
Hey.
You better not be a foul, depraved, heinous, sinister, despicable, disgusting. I'm running out. What else I missed that?
You throw some Insidious in there.
Insidious. All right. There we go.
What's the M one?
Malicious.
There you go.
I threw Sinister in there already.
You already put Sinister.
Okay.
The list is long regardless of anything. If you any of those words.
And for this particular person, indeed it is. That's a lot of words. But you know, all of them, if you any of them, we gonna get you.
If you diddle.
If you choose to diddle.
I don't know why it popped in my head. If you diddle.
If you choose to diddle, we coming to get your ass. Ah, we on you. Don't fight. You better not.
I don't want to say it like that. If you choose.
Wait a minute. And I don't even like saying this, but pause. Never mind. Forget that I said that. We not doing that. I'm sorry. But we are going to read your court case, though. You better not have one, and I could pull it. Are you serious? You don't want to smoke. You don't want to go to war. You don't want to go to war with me. All right. Anyway, so all right. Now that we gotten that part out the way, you know, just mind your business, though. Safe way to live your life. Come over here and be nosy with me. You don't got to be out there in the streets. I got you. Love your babies, hug your babies, adore your babies, encourage your babies. Just be there for them. They need it. Stop playing with them. And tell them babies that they are the GOAT, the greatest of all times. Yes. Tell them that. Stop playing. They need you to be their number one cheerleader, captain of the team. They need you to be all of that. So do it. If they want to work for NASA, tell them to be the best astronaut, engineer, receptionist, janitor, secretary, or whatever the hell else they do over there at NASA. I do not know everything they do. But what I do know is get yourself a telescope and not the kind that you peek through your neighbor's windows with. Apparently, we can't get our nudies back and you don't need to be being a perv and looking in people's windows. Get you a good one. Trust me, I know. You'll see some things, okay? But don't be looking in their window. Also, if they want to work for NASCAR, tell them to be the best NASCAR driver, pit boss, pit crew member, commentator, freaking engineer, because they got those over there too, whatever the case may be. What you need to know is that they have a need for speed, and at one point in time they love muscle cars, and I will forever, this girl right here will forever be a muscle car kind of girl. So just know that. But the point is, whatever they want to be, tell them to be great on some real, and let them know that if they are the GOAT, stop playing with them. All right, Doc. We already know what time it is.
Let's go.
Here's your fair warning. I warn you all. With the purpose of good, though, I'm trying to be friends. I'm sorry, my phone about to die. I cannot have that tonight. But I'm trying to be friends. So I feel like if I give you a fair warning, it'll help everything out. Like, you know, good stuff. So I'm going to tell you this. Just stay in your lane. Your lane is over there. My lane is over here. Ain't no need for you to be over here in my lane. Not one bit. Ain't not one bit. You jump in my lane. Oh, wait a minute. Let me watch what's going on here. Because these buttons. Oh, can you still hear me?
Yes.
All right. Because I got scared for a second. What happens when, never mind. You're going to jump in my lane. You're going to get hurt, and that's going to be a problem. Do not break the glass. Do not push the button. I'm just trying to tell you, once the glass doors slide open, the cage opens, the Harleys come out. I only got two out right now. I'm on a roll with the two, though. We've been causing havoc in these streets, let me tell you. You've been having a good time. I got to work on the other one. Sorry, booze. I love you. I know the first one don't love me no more, but whatever. And then after they come out, then I'm coming out, and that's a problem. See, the Harleys, that when the Harleys come out, it's like they the prerequisite to all the bullshit you don't have to go through. But you're going to go through it anyway because you broke the glass and pushed the button, so it's your fault. Not mine, but the stay in your freaking lane, man. You don't want her. You want her. She's nice, sweet, kind, and cuddly. Oh my gosh, you want her. You want to just rub her, because then you're going to be rubbing on her, and this, you're going to get this. Hey, you big perv bitch. Hold on. Mm-mm. No. You already know what I got to do. Hey, you big perv bitches. If cat is purring, cat is a happy, happy girl. Let me tell y'all something. You want them to. You don't want that first one. She's not nice. I keep telling y'all. And then what happens when you jump into other people's lanes is a collision. I don't need that for you. We don't need that for Doc. And I don't need that for myself. So, and who the fuck? We don't need that. We don't need that. Who the fuck needs that? Nobody. Shit, we don't need no collisions. People just running into each other for no reason. Well, because you wanted to be an asshole and jump into other people's lanes. Stay in yours. Which segues to my next. What happened? I'm mad. What happened to fake J. Cole?
Who gave me J. Cole? Where you at?
Where you at? What happened to fake J. Cole? But anyway, I'm going to say what I have to say anyway, which is he used to listen. Now he being hard-headed, and I got a problem with that. Shut the fuck up. You did the thing. You said the thing. And you said the thing, and you should have just left it at, we didn't need a song behind it. You was doing the right thing by yourself, and that's who you're supposed to look out for, sir. I'm going to get to that in a minute, though. And just shut the fuck up. But he was listening, y'all, at one point. He was listening to me. I don't know about y'all. Big fake-ass J. Cole going. Pick and choose your battles wisely. Every battle is not a battle for you to fight. Some battles you gotta be like, all right, you got that. That's you. You can have that. Fine, whatever. Worry about the war. And Mobb Deep told y'all a long time ago that there's a war going on outside and that no man is safe from it. They also said you can run, but you can't have five in these streets that we done took. You walking with your head down. Mama say, mama, son, my boots stop. Mama say, Mama Sama Makusa. All right, I got it together. But right, I'm sorry. Mama say, Mama Sama Makusa. But the point is, don't worry about the bullshit that is better. Worry about the war. I'm worried about the war. I hope y'all worried about the war too. It's crazy out here, man. And last but not least, be yourself. Worry about yourself. Concern yourself with, I ain't saying be selfish. I'm just saying nobody's going to worry about you like you worry about you. Be your authentic self. Don't let nobody tell you how to walk, talk, eat, dress. Fuck them. I really don't be giving a fuck. I understood that today more than ever. I just don't. Fuck them. Fuck them. You come in this world by yourself. You leaving by yourself, even if you are a twin. Lizzo used to listen to me. I don't know if she listening anymore. What the hell is going on in this crazy world? Be proud of you. Like, don't nobody, don't play. Because you can't make everybody happy. You can't. No matter what you do, you fix one thing, another problem going to arise. And then we, like, worry about your fucking self. Self-preservation. Mm-hmm. Okay? I think that's my overall objective of saying that to you. I want you to preserve yourself. If you over here, then you know it's about good energy, good aura. Preserve yourself. Fuck everybody else. And that's it. That's all I'm going to say about that. I know I'm going on a rant, but people be out here peopling. And so we got to get it together. All right, Doc, it's time for us to go do our trash duties.
Trash.
You got to go do our trash duties. As usual, thank you, babe, for being here, holding it down.
As always, for having me. I greatly appreciate it. I love it.
We be learning a lot together, Doc.
Yeah. Look, don't be insidious, heinous. Take your trash out. Look, if you got an LLC, even if it's your mama name, nigga, we got receipts.
Multiple LLCs. You got to have them, and your mama got the receipts, nigga. But it's time for us to get up out of here. Love you guys. Stay safe. Stay out of trouble. Your mama got the receipts, dude. You better go. You know where they at. Sorry, we got to go, y'all. Good night.